Well, in the sense that they utilized the funds for things they needed for their business, new menus, a commercial grade refrigerator. They, because of other circumstances, have relocated to Farmer City. The West Market Street Council is working to redevelop that corner, and with changes coming to the building, it was a good time for them to move. But the loan itself was successful.
Is it really a success if you don't keep the businesses where you're stimulating them?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know that the loan, the absence or presence of the loan ultimately affected the reason for the move. I think that was somewhat outside of the circumstances under which we loaned them the money. They were good stewards of the loan and repaid it in full. And I'm hopeful that at least their family business is able to benefit from the things they were able to utilize the loan for.
Microloans are low or no interest loans to stimulate really small businesses for borrowers who don't have access to capital in other ways. It's usually considered to be a developing nation's tool, but increasingly it's popping up in large cities and now in mid-sized cities like Bloomington Normal. What makes West Bloomington a good place for that tool to be used?
Well, there's a lot of opportunity for redevelopment in West Bloomington. It was cited as an area in need of redevelopment by the Bring It On Bloomington Comprehensive Plan. And as a good neighbor, WBRP wants to support that goal. We have a lot of small businesses already existing in West Bloomington, restaurants, service providers, barbershops, hairstylists, that sort of thing. So there's actually a lot of small businesses in existence in the neighborhood already. We would love to attract more. The existing businesses are invited to apply as well. That can be an attractive thing for a small business, especially considering sometimes what they need or would like to improve their business doesn't require tens of thousands of dollars, which is typically, or even into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, which is sometimes a more typical line of business credit that you might find with a traditional loan through a traditional bank. Sometimes $1,000 is appealing because it fits the need and it isn't as much of a burden or a responsibility to pay back. In that sense, I think there are a lot of businesses that might benefit from it. We hope they'll apply if there's something that they think they can use that money for. And hopefully, as the program grows and people learn of it, it would be wonderful if budding entrepreneurs who would like to base their business in West Bloomington do so, and maybe the loan can be an incentive for that.
Some scholars and economists think that you have to use this tool really carefully, that often it can result in a cycle of dependency, you know, where they improve something, they pay off the loan, and then they need another loan to keep on going. Mm. How is the West Bloomington Revitalization Project trying to be intentional both in choosing good candidates, in being strategic about where those candidates' businesses are that fit the goals of the project, and to prevent this sort of problematic outcome?
That's a good question. One of the ways that we review and vet our applicants is we bring together a selection committee that's comprised of residents of West Bloomington, our fellow board members, and a few local financial professionals, folks who work in the realm of finance and lending. I am a sociology major. It is definitely not my area of expertise. So we bring in both residents and people with some good background knowledge to help us vet those applicants and know who is a good person for this investment. That being said, it is a very small investment. We, luckily, in our short history, we haven't encountered an issue of folks relying on that as a way to move their business forward, or that they have to have another loan and another loan in order to stay open. One of the things that we look for in applicants is their what they've already established for their business in terms of finance, and for a small business that may simply be having separate savings and checkings account for the businesses, some basic best practices that show that they have some financial readiness to take on the loan. And if we felt they were in a position where they were relying on this to prevent them from closing their doors, then we would likely consider them maybe not a great fit for it.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Bevan Chobin of the West Bloomington Revitalization Project about the project's microloan program, which is open for applications right now. What else do applicants have to have to be attractive to you?
Because it is a microloan and we're hoping that this is accessible to folks not necessarily who have bad credit, though having less than excellent credit might be a reason why you would want to take on a smaller loan like this as opposed to a traditional one. But in addition to that, that they are willing to share with us references who can speak to their business practices and their role in the neighborhood. We ask them to talk about why they want to place their business in West Bloomington. We think that a desire to contribute to our little community is a good indicator of how invested they'll be in the long term. A lot of times when you're looking to lend large sums of money, you're mostly looking at numbers, past financial history, credit score, those kinds of things. We'd like folks who are just starting, who don't have those kinds of histories, to be able to apply. So we ask them to share the fact that they do indeed have separate finances set up for their business. That's kind of the one, kind of traditional financial measure that we have for that. But beyond that, we ask them to demonstrate their commitment to their business and their idea in alternative ways, like with references, discussing why they'd like to place their business in West Bloomington. And a clear vision for their business is great. It's optional, but we strongly encourage applicants to include their business plan as well so that we can consider their ask in the greater context of their business that's either already operating or that they hope to start.
You had one loan last year. How many are you hoping to offer this year?
So we, thanks to some generous donors and fundraising that WBRP completed for this program, we have the ability to give up to two loans at once. We ended up only selecting Rosie's last year because we felt they were the best fit, and we didn't necessarily have a runner-up that we were ready to lend to. So we have the ability to give up to two loans. We hope that more than that apply, it would be wonderful to have the opportunity to review more than two folks, but we do have the ability to give up to two loans.
What are your long-term goals for this program? Do you want, what will be a good fit for West Bloomington in as far as the size of this kind of effort? Eventually,
I suppose there's always room to grow. And, you know, if we are able to have some successful loans and then use that as a building block for raising more funds in the future, we could, of course, continue to give loans in perpetuity. The goal, more holistically, is to offer an incentive to grow businesses generally in West Bloomington to support the economic development of the neighborhood. In terms of long-term size, I don't know. I suppose the sky is the limit, but we're pretty happy with where we are. We always plan to give one in the first round because we were also learning. It was a new program for us. We did a lot of research on how domestic U.S.-based microloan programs work and kind of pieced together those best practices to build a program we thought might work for our neighborhood. So
how do they differ in the U.S. from developing countries in general?
There's a number of models that are used abroad. One that's commonly used is a loaning circle. The idea is that you bring on several aspiring business owners or small business owners, and they loan in tandem to each other. One receives the funds, and then in order for the next person in line to receive their loan, the person before them needs to pay it back, and they work as basically accountability partners to one another. That is a model that, for a number of reasons, some cultural, some otherwise, hasn't really taken off in the United States. And so typically what works well, based on the programs that we researched, were programs that closely mirror a more traditional giving style, but do allow flexibility for alternative ways for a potential applicant to demonstrate their readiness to take on the loan. Because sometimes the larger loans require a lot more bandwidth in terms of financial history and credit score and things that might be challenging for someone who wants to start a small business.
Why doesn't the accountability model and the bootstrapping model work in the U.S.? Too individualistic a culture or what?
You know, purely my own opinion, I think that's probably a lot of it. I think it's a perhaps a more abstract concept to the average American that I only get the loan that I'm qualified for if the person in front of me pays theirs off, and how are we even related, and why should I, you know, have to worry about you doing what you're going to do before I can benefit. So it does work very well abroad, but that's just my own opinion that I think perhaps that is cultural.
Well, certainly the West Bloomington Revitalization Project is all about a collective good within a given region. So is there a way to evoke that ethos in the work that the project does on this?
Are you asking, would it make sense to bring a piece of that sort of peer mentoring model into the program?
Mm-hmm.
It certainly could, perhaps in the future as the program grows. That would, of course, you know, require a good group of applicants, like more than two people that we also felt were ready to take on the loan, or two businesses, rather, that were ready to take on the loan. And we haven't grown to that level just yet. But it's certainly not something that I would count out. West Bloomington is a very tight-knit neighborhood. We typically have folks that also reside in the neighborhood, show interest in applying for the loan, and neighbors mostly know their neighbors in West Bloomington, which is one of the great things about the neighborhood. So there's certainly potential for that. I wouldn't count it out for the future.
Deadline to apply?
Deadline to apply is February 15th. You can apply by going to westbloomington.org and clicking on the Economic Development tab, and there will be a link to the application there along with details on what it will ask for.
One of the threads of value in microlending in developing nations is the idea that it also builds social capital or mm-hmm. social development. So women tend to be targeted for this kind of program mm-hmm. since they're economically often disadvantaged. Mm-hmm. How is the West Bloomington Revitalization Project trying to create social development and help other disadvantaged constituencies than just the broader case of people living in West Bloomington?
I don't know that we have focused our outreach efforts to that level. You know, right now it has been more of a general call for anyone who happens to reside within the neighborhood to apply. We do our best to share all of our materials with our partner organizations in the neighborhood that intersect with a lot of various populations, whether that's, you know, the Western Avenue Community Center, our local churches, anyone that might also be serving other sections of the neighborhood than those who happen to walk through our doors.
So while you're likely to get applicants from minority ethnic groups or from traditionally disempowered groups, it's not a requirement.
No, not at all. Not at all. We hope we're reaching, you know, everyone who lives in West Bloomington, but it isn't a requirement or part of the consideration for a loan.
Bevan Chobin is the secretary of the West Bloomington Revitalization Project and one of the screeners for the microlending program, and they're soliciting applications for that right now. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.